भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 17 टेक्स्ट 8 द लॉर्ड agrees to become Aditi's son. Shri Adityir Uvacha Yagnesha Yagya Purushachuta Tirthapada Tirthashrava Shravanamangala Namadeya Apana Loka Vrijinopasamodayadya Sam Na Kridisha Bhagavan Asi Dinanatha Sri Adityir Uvacha Yagyesha Yagya Purusachyuta Tirthapada Tirthashrava Shravanamangala Namadeya Apanaloka Vrijinopasamodayadya Sangnakridisha Bhagavan Asidinanatha Sri Adityiruvacha Yagyesha Yagya Purushachyuta Tirthapada Tirthashrava Shravanamangala Namadeya Apanaloka Vrijinopasamodayadya Samnakridisha Bhagavan Asidinanatha Sri Adityiruvacha Yagyesha Yagya Purusachyuta Tirthapada Tirthashrava Shravanamangala Namadeya Apanaloka Vrijinopasamodayadya Samnakridishu Bhagavan Asidinanathah Sri Adityiruvacha Yagyesha Yagya Prasachyuta Tirthapada Tirthashrava Shravanamang Namadeya Apanaloka Vrijinopasamo Tayadya Nakradishya Bhagavan Asidina Nataha Sri Adityiruvacha Yagyesha Yagya Purusachyuta Tirthapada Tirthashrava Shravanamangala Namadeya Apanaloka Vrijinopasamodayadya Sangnakridisha Bhagavan Asidina Nata. Sri Aditi Uvacha. Yagyesha Yagya Purusachuta Tirtha Pada. Tirtha Shrava Shravana Mangala Namadeya. Apana Loka Vrijanopasamodayadya. Sangnakridisha Bhagavan Siddhina Nata. Sri Aditi Ruvacha. Yagyesha Yagya Prusachita Tirtha. Tirtasava Charana Mangala Madeya. Apana Loka Vrijino Pasamodayadya. Sandak Vridisha Bhagavan Siddhina Nataha. Sri Aditir Uvacha. Sagyesha Yagya Purushachita Tirtha Pada. Tirtha Shrava Shravana Mangala Namadeya. Apana Loka Vrijino Pasamodayadya. Sangna Kridisha Bhagavan Siddhina. Matajis. Sri Aditi Ruvacha. Yagyesha Yagya Purusachuta Tirtha Pada. Tirtha Shrava Shravana Mangala Namadeya. Apana Loka Vijano Pasamodayadya. Anatma Disha Bhagavan Siddhina Nata. Siddhiti Ruvacha. Yagyesha Yagya Purusachita Tirtha Pada. Tirtha Shrava Shravana Manga Namadeya. Apana Loka Vrijano Pasamodayadya. Sanakridisha Bhagavan Siddhina Nata. Sri Aditi Uvacha. The demigoddess Aditi said, Yagya Isha, O controller of all sacrificial ceremonies, Yagya Purusha, the person who enjoys the benefits of all sacrifices, Achyuta, infallible, Tirthapada, at whose lotus feet stand all the holy places of pilgrimage. Tirtha Shrava, celebrated as the ultimate shelter of all saintly persons. Shravana, hearing about whom? Mangala, is auspicious. Namadeya, to chant his name is also auspicious. Apana, surrendered. Loka, of people. Vrijina, dangerous material poison. Upasama, diminishing. Udaya, who has appeared. Adya, the original personality of Godhead. Sam, auspiciousness. Na, our. Kridi, kindly bestow upon us. Isha, O Supreme Controller. Bhagavan, O Lord. Asi, you are. Dinanata, the only shelter of the downtrodden. Translation. The goddess Aditi said, O master and enjoyer of all sacrificial ceremonies, O infallible and most famous person, whose name when chanted spreads all good fortune, O original supreme personality of Godhead, supreme controller, shelter of all holy places, you are the shelter of all poor, suffering living entities, and you have appeared to diminish their suffering. Please be kind to us and spread our good fortune. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is a master of whose of those who observe vows and austerities, and it is he who bestows benedictions upon them. He is worshipable for the devotee throughout the devotee's life, for he never breaks his promises. As he says in Bhagavad Gita 9:31, Kunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranasyati. O son of Kunti, declared boldly that my devotee never perishes. The Lord is addressed here as Achyuta, the infallible, because he takes care of the devotees. Anyone inimical to the devotees is certainly vanquished by the mercy of the Lord. The Lord is the source of the Ganga waters, and therefore he is addressed here as Tirthapada, indicating that all the holy places are at his lotus feet, or that whatever he touches with his foot becomes a holy place. Bhagavad Gita, for example, begins with the words Dharma Kshetra Kuru Kshetra, because the Lord was present on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, it became a Dharma Kshetra, a place of pilgrimage. Therefore, the Pandavas, who were extremely religious, were assured of victory. Any place where the Supreme Personality of Godhead displays his pastimes, such as Vrindavan or Dwarka, becomes a holy place. The chanting of the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, is pleasing to the ear, and it expands good fortune to the audience who hears it chanted. Owing to the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Aditi was fully assured that the troublesome condition created for her by the demons would now be ended. Sri Aditi Ruvacha Yagyesha Yagya Purusat Chita Tirthapada Tirtha Shrava Shravana Mangala Namadeya Apanaloka Vrijinopasama Dayadya Sangnak Pradisha Bhagavan Ashidina Nata. The goddess Aditi said, O master and joy of all sacrificial ceremonies, O infallible and most famous person, whose name when chanted spreads all good fortune, O original supreme personality of Godhead, supreme controller, shelter of all holy places, you are the shelter of all poor, suffering living entities, and you have appeared to diminish their suffering. Please be kind to us and spread our good fortune. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So here, Aditi is making a beautiful prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, master and enjoyer of all sacrificial ceremonies, infallible, most famous personality, whose name spreads all good fortune, Supreme Personality of Godhead, supreme controller, shelter of all holy places, shelter of the poor, suffering living entities and appeared to diminish their suffering. Be kind to us and spread our good fortune. This is a beautiful prayer by Aditi. And this is the purpose of all human beings. Unfortunately, Kali Yuga is a very dark age. Kalerdo Seni De Rajan Ake Aki Ekohi Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parambajat. This Kali Yuga Pranalpayusa Sabya Kalo Asmin Yuge Jana Manda Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhagya Hi Upadruta. This Kali Yuga is a very dark age. People are misguided, quarrelsome, and above all, always disturbed, even at trifles. Someone doesn't make the proper turn on the street or makes a fast turn, and another person is ready to shoot them. Police are shooting individuals for stealing $3 worth of merchandise and killing them. It is the darkest of darkness, this Kali Yuga. Therefore, Krishna himself comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and as Lord Krishna, he brings the peace formula. Bhoktaram jagatapasam sarvalokameshwaram suridam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shanti richati. People are looking for peace. They're looking for happiness. No one wants to suffer. No one wants to be miserable. But the nature of this material world, we're not being critical. By nature, Bhagavad Gita explains, dukhailam ashashvatam, that the material world is temporary and has lots of miseries. Dukhailam ashashvatam. Therefore, Lord Krishna comes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, Srila Prabhupada comes with the peace formula. One who knows that Krishna, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam, he is the enjoyer, just as it says here, O master and enjoyer of all sacrificial ceremonies. Point number one in the peace formula. 3 points are given in Bhagavad Gita. Bhoktaram Jagatapasam. Krishna is the enjoyer of all of our sacrifice. Either we sacrifice materially for sense gratification. One has to make a great sacrifice to study in this material world, to live in this material world. Nowadays, to go to college, I think for the university or private school, $35,000 per year and climbing. Great sacrifice you have to pay off. Some people, the rest of their lives, you have to pay off your college loan at least for 10 more, 15 more, 20 more years. So in this material world, everyone is making great sacrifice. Either they want a beautiful body and they're working out at the gym or the yoga studio to get a beautiful body, or they're trying to become very scholarly and go to the university and the grad university to get their doctorate degree, PhD. Srila Prabhupada said that PhD stands for pilot, higher, and deeper. means stool. PhD. Of course, we were just at the American Academy of Religions. We could not give the actual translation to the letters P, H, and D. Many professors, religionists, were there at the trade show. Archita and myself went for 4 days and distributed, by Krishna's grace, hundreds of books and over 15 sets, 20 sets of full sets of digital books. Complete Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, Isopanishad, and we were telling people, this is the compendium of all Vedic knowledge. It has all of the Vedas, the Upanishads, Isopanishad, the Puranas, Srimad Bhagavatam, portion of Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita. Every book is there with the search engine. And people were buying. One guy came up. I said, this is our brand new compendium, they call in scholarly circles. All of your collection is called the compendium. He said, wait a second. You sold me this CD-ROM in 2002 in Georgia. How is it brand new? I said, Vedas are 5,000 years old, my friend. And therefore, 2002 is more or less new. He said, yes, you're right. That is true. So we went on with our explanations. And many people took full sets. This is the way that the educated class, those who are sacrificing to become leaders of our society, the academia, by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is the way they will become actually educated. Srila Prabhupada said, where is the institution that is teaching how to get free from birth and death? They're teaching how to enjoy this material world. They're speculating on how the material world is coming about, who I am in this material world. But who is teaching the science of the soul? Where is that institution? Where is that college or university that is teaching Jivera Swarupoi Nitya Krishna Das? That is Srila Prabhupada's books, Srila Prabhupada's teaching, Srila Prabhupada's institution. So Krishna comes, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam. Austerity and penance you must perform. We have to perform austerity and penance. Just to maintain this body is very austere and penantful. Is that a right word? It is now. You have to perform much penance. So better to use that penance and austerity for pleasing Krishna. That is step number one of the peace formula. Number two, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. One who knows that Krishna is the proprietor of all planetary systems. That just like they wrote one song after a quote from Srila Prabhupada, the devotees, you can't have the kingdom of God without God. This kingdom is God's kingdom, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He is the proprietor of all planets, material and spiritual, the upper planet, lower planet, and middle planetary system. Therefore, why we are fighting over borders or differences of birth or religious so-called conviction? Because God, Lord Krishna, is the proprietor of all. Therefore, the second principle in the peace formula, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, and the third principle, Suridam Sarvabhutanam, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the well-wishing friend of all living entities. He wants us to turn to Him. He declares boldly in Bhagavad Gita, Kaunteya Pratijanihi Name Bhakta Pranasyati. My devotees shall never perish. We may get run over by a car. We may get cancer and leave this body. Our kidneys and pancreas may shut down. We may get a massive heart attack. We may get a stroke and leave this world. But we will never perish because we're not this body. The body is an instrument. As soon as we give it up, I gave up the 2007 Chevy Aveo. Unwillingly, it caught fire as the devotees came to put out with water the electrical fire caused by a short. A month later, they sent out the recall. They said, these cars catch fire. Please bring it back. We traded in with the insurance company the 2007 Aveo and got the newer version of the Honda Fit, which hopefully by Krishna's grace won't catch fire for a few years. So this body is the same. We inhabit this body as souls up until it becomes uninhabitable. Till it gets a short and for no reason at all catches fire and burns due to cancer or heart attack or liver failure or some cancer, some difficulty. And then, by Krishna's grace, either if we haven't become 100% pure, if we have, we go back to the spiritual world in spiritual body. Or at least, Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brasta Vijayate. At least we take birth in the family of Vaishnavs or well-to-do people to be able to continue the process at wherever we left off. We were 22% Krishna consciousness, Krishna conscious. We take up at 22%. We never lose. The devotee shall never perish. Krishna will take care of him this birth, next birth, and any birth to come. He's declared it boldly to Arjuna. Kaunteya Pratijanihi Name Bhakta Pranasyati. So therefore, we follow this peace formula. Everyone is looking for peace. They're trying to find peace in the Mideast. They haven't been able to in my lifetime. I don't think before my life. I think it's been going on for thousands of years. They had one song. My father used to have these albums. And it was satirical humor, songs that were humorous. And in one song I always remembered, we were very young, but I listened to that song. It said, oh, the Christians hate the Muslims, and the Muslims hate the Christians, and the someone else, Hindus, and the Christians hate the Hindus, and everyone hates the Jews. It was actually supposed to be funny because the guy that was singing was Jewish. But actually, it's a fact. We have our interfaith council that we attend as ISKCON devotees, the interreligious council of Southern California, the Parliament of Religion, the Gibord Center, and the Culver City Interfaith Alliance. And usually, many of the members are disagreeing, either on gay marriage or so many different points of contention, because their center point is not necessarily Lord Krishna and chanting his holy names. Therefore, they have so much difficulty, because materially speaking, there are so many differences. The Muslims pray like this so many times, they don't believe in this. You can't dance. The Sufis, all you do is dance. So the Sufis can't dance at the Muslim temple. So many differences externally. But Lord Krishna says you just have to understand three things for peace. Bhoktaram jagatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suridam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shanti richati. You want shanti. You want peace. Know that I am, Krishna says, the source of all austerity and penance. I am the enjoyer of all austerity and penance. Know that I am the proprietor of all planets, material and spiritual. Know that I am your well-wishing friend who is there within your heart, always guiding you as Antaryami, guiding you externally and internally. This is Krishna consciousness. And it doesn't matter one is a Hindu, Christian, or Jew. Krishna consciousness is so attractive. Archita Prabhu had brought 500 ladus, and people were coming, the neighbors were a little bit wondering why everyone is going to Krishna booth, Bhaktivinoda Book Trust, because they were told ladus are available. Everyone was coming for prasad. One lady said to us, why didn't you bring the posters this year? She was professor at one big university. I said, oh yeah, we used to bring a lot of posters. She said, I still want to get a few. So here's the catalog. She said, I want the posters. People were very eager to eat prasad. They knew, I need to get prasad. They held their hand out, taking prasad. And they listened to Archita and myself present to them. Actually, over the last 25 years, we've worked perhaps 100 trade shows, International New Age Trade Show, the American Library Association, American College Research Library Association, Book Expo America, and the AARSBL, American Academy of Religion and Science of Biblical Liturgy. Srila Prabhupada's BBT has been represented. And it's very important. Sometimes people think that the devotees that work at the BBT, they answer the phone and write down your orders, and that's all they can do. Actually, in ISKCON, the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, to individuals, bookstores, libraries, BBT members, BBT congregation not connected to temples, the mail order department sells more books than any entity in America, in North America, except for Los Angeles ISKCON. This is little known fact that over the last 25 years, BBT mail order with the four or five devotees that work there has sold about $200,000 worth of books to bookstores, libraries, congregation, BBT national membership individuals not connected to ISKCON temples over the last 25 years and has worked very hard to present Krishna consciousness. So this is our business. Somehow or other, yena kena prakarena, somehow or other, give people Krishna philosophy. Give people the peace formula. Scholars, religionists, New Agers, librarians, and people in general. Give them Krishna consciousness. They'll be very happy and they'll become peaceful by following the peace formula. Everyone was coming to our booth, not only for prasadam, but I think they were attracted by the glow of Archita Prabhu. They wanted to find out how this guy is so peaceful and smiling. Me, they knew he's had 5 operations in the last 2 weeks. He's probably on painkiller. But Archita was naturally very happy and peaceful. People were coming right over, stopping in their tracks. What is this? But they couldn't even pronounce it. Although we have many hundreds and hundreds of friends, and people have known us over the years in the academic community, searching us out, and who know the devotees. Oh yes, I'm from Philadelphia. Rabindra Swarup recently came to our school. Everyone was telling us of all the different local college work that the devotees are doing and how they go to our different restaurants all over the country. And this was Prabhupada's secret weapon. Give them prasad. Give them the holy names chanting. Some people heard the chanting that Archita was playing through the Bluetooth. I don't know exactly who it was, but oh yeah. Something beautiful. In glorification of Krishna. And people, that music is so peaceful. That's so nice. Can I get that music? Give them chanting, give them the holy names, and give them Srila Prabhupada's books. And then they will become convinced or moved, and those that follow them, because the verse is there, you can't become a teacher. Guru na sasyat, swajano na sasyat, pita na sasyaj, napatisnya sasyam, daivim na tatsat, namochiyat yasam upeti mrityum. I think I messed up a little bit there. I have an excuse. I actually went to the doctor, the hospital, and they read over your chart and ask you questions. So they read over my chart and they say, you have an umbrella in your heart. I said, no, they took that out in 2011 for blood clot. I said, okay, you had this thing, that thing, pulmonary edema, yeah, years ago. They said, but you have a stent in your brain. I said, I don't think so. They said, it says here in the chart. In 2011, they put something in your brain. I said, no, there was no holes. Any. He said, maybe they put it in an existing crevice to your brain. I said, no one ever told me that I've got a tube in my brain. They said, look, it's here in the chart. It's on the computer. I said, take it out. It doesn't know. We can't. Only the doctor who put it in can take it out. So I said, it's Dr. Barkaderian. They Googled Dr. Barkadarian at Cedars-Sinai. No such person exists. I might be used. They've spent so much money on me for Medicare, I think they're using me as extraterrestrial experiment. So I have an excuse. I forget a verse, or I say something that you don't like. Just know for a fact, I have some interplanetary tube in my brain. I think, they're not sure. They're still researching. So give people Krishna consciousness, and even they're in a very difficult position, even they're suffering like anything, it will only help them, and they'll be able to give real thanks for getting the opportunity for devotional life. What do we give thanks in the material world? Thank you for letting me have a big house. Thank you for letting me have a nice new car. Thank you. They're not even thanking God, but thanking someone for my good job and my children's health. External. Real thanks is thank you, Krishna, for allowing me to engage in your service. Let me engage in your service throughout this lifetime at least, and in future, let me be your servant. And that we are ever grateful for. That we celebrate. Next door, they will have tofu turkey and cranberry sauce and stuffing and all the goodies offered to Krishna, to give thanks to Lord Krishna for allowing me to engage in your service. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.